This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Federal Paycheck Protection Program reopens on Monday. The stimulus package went through extensive revisions after widespread criticism that larger banks and companies were favored during the first round of loans that went out last year. Initially, applications will be limited to smaller community-based lenders and then open to larger applicants. The Small Business Association says the process will be more equitable this time around, thanks to new guidance for underrepresented business owners, including women, people of color, and veterans. Colorado's congressional Democrats say they all support the removal of President Donald Trump from office, either through impeachment or by the 25th Amendment. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette says the House will move forward with new articles of impeachment after a violent mob stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday after a speech by Trump. Representative Jonah Goose tells Colorado Matters that Trump cannot be trusted to peacefully leave office.
We need to judge this president not by his words, but by his actions. He has betrayed his oath of office. That much is clear. And it is incumbent upon members of Congress to now take the appropriate next constitutional step.
Nagu says the country needs a calm hand to guide it until President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has launched a grand jury investigation into the death of Elijah McClain. Weiser says this type of investigation allows his office to collect testimony from witnesses and other relevant information that would otherwise be unavailable. Five other investigations related to McClain's death are already in progress. This is CPR News and KRCC.